WTAW News time is 6:07. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Almost $47,000 were raised last night at the benefit for the wounded Bryan firemen and the families of those killed recently in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire. Shipwreck Grill owner Wade Beckman calls the results staggering and said they feel very blessed to live in an area as generous and rich in community as Bryan College Station. He says the fundraising team boiled a total of about 2,500 crawfish. A College Station man convicted of stabbing his ex-girlfriend's mother to death has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. The jury deliberating punishment in the Stanley Robertson capital murder trial spent parts of 3 days deliberating punishment. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons visited with jurors following their decision.
I don't want to kid anybody. There's a goal that I set not only for myself, but for this office, that when we say that we are going to do something, we go out and get it. And so in that aspect, it was disappointing because we didn't get the verdict that we wanted. But throughout this process, the defendant is never going to be out of prison. He's been the rest of his life behind bars. You'll have to think about exactly what he did and what he took from this earth in the life of Annie Tolliver.
The punishment phase lasted 3 weeks, with decisions taking place over the course of 3 days. For the last 12 months, a College Station City Committee has discussed proposed changes to parking in residential neighborhoods. The City Council takes possible action during tonight's meeting.
As a result of many neighborhoods that are now dominated by renters with several residents per home, there are more vehicles parked on narrow streets, causing concerns that ambulances and fire trucks can't get through. Recommendations made by a task force of members of the Council and Planning and Zoning Commission includes requiring off-street parking to one space for each bedroom in a single-family home, remove street parking when the city's traffic management team believes there's a safety concern, and when there's no safety concern, leaving the issue to a private process, such as deed restrictions and covenants. For new developments, requirements for adequate parking would include wider streets and off-street parking access by alleys. The council is being asked to create new city ordinances, which would include public hearings, followed by action this summer from P&Z and the council. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan's current mayor is aware of allegations raised by a former police chief. Jason Bayinski was asked on The Infomaniacs about comments made by Ty Morrow on a campaign video that Bryan is a racist city.
I'm not much into YouTube, Scott, and have heard about the comments on there. I'm disappointed, but there's nothing we could comment on officially in regards to Ty Morrow on this incident.
There was a separation agreement when Morrow left Bryan. Bayinski says the city attorney will decide whether Morrow's statement constitutes a violation.
There was an agreement, and so if a city attorney thinks there was something violated, I think the city will look into that.
Morrow is running for mayor of Freeport. He filed for political office after he was relieved of his duties as police chief of the Gulf Coast City. The Texas A&M system is expanding the use of a private company to provide facility support services. The company chosen for the flagship campus last year has a letter of intent to perform similar duties at 16 additional campuses. Chancellor John Sharp says the system will save $92 million during the 12-year contract period. This agreement outsources building and landscape maintenance and custodial services. The College Station campus is also in its first year of outsourced food service, but it's among the last in the system to privatize that function. Only Galveston has an in-house food service. And Saturday morning, the walls of the latest Habitat for Humanity home will be raised. This five-bedroom home is a tribute to former President George H.W. Bush. Students of the Bush School of Government at A&M were involved in fundraising and will be providing most of the volunteer labor. Habitat was also represented at this week's Bryan City Council meeting, where approval was given to waive more than $12,000 in fees. Director of Properties Jim Davis says this applies to the 24 lots in the new Faith subdivision located off of East Martin Luther King Jr. Drive between Military and Bradley.
We would like for it to be as early as possible in that we have filed the final plat, but it's not been recorded because this problem with fees has to be settled before we can go one way or the other.
Saturday morning ceremony begins at 8. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 41 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more for you at 6:30, or you can find news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yeah.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Well, you are good.
It's not me. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association along with the Chamber and title sponsor HEB for a Taste of Aggieland 2013, Tuesday, March the 5th, beginning at 5:45 at the Brazos County Expo Complex. You'll be treated to food from your favorite restaurants, gift certificate raffles, a food eating contest, local high school student culinary competition, and more. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to a Taste of Aggieland 2013, an Epicurean extravaganza, Tuesday, March the 5th. Call 260-5200 for more details.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's sponsored this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure will dominate our weather here for the next several days, in fact, into the weekend, giving us plenty of sunshine. Now we'll see sunshine with a few scattered clouds around through today, and temperatures for this afternoon about 55 to 60. For tonight, clear skies and a bit chilly overnight, down between 35 and 39. Mostly sunny on Friday, 55 to 60. Clear skies, upper 30s at night, and more sunshine coming up Saturday, temperatures mostly in the mid-50s. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball got right back on the right foot. Also, the bats are still hot for A&M softball, not so much for men's basketball. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do that for you at 6:50.
Okay. So the phone rings this morning.
Okay.
At home or here?
No, here, as we're just starting the news. And so I picked the phone up. I need your help. Okay,
uh-oh.
Here we go.
Is this a drunk driver?
No, this is some woman. She said, could you get me the phone number for 99.5? Which is another radio station. Yeah, that's kind of how I felt.
Did you say, I'm sorry, ma'am, we're not affiliated
with
that
I
fine
didn't.
Establishment?
No, you know what? I just hung up. I just did, because... And I understand. There are a lot of people who don't know what radio stations they listen to, and that's fine. But, I mean...
Yeah, we had somebody come up to try and pick up tickets from that same group.
Perfect.
Yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, and again, we're glad that people think of us first.
Sure.
I don't know in what world you would think that 695-1620 would be able to tell you what the phone number for 99.5
my
is.
My thought is if I called that... If I have somehow the resources to look up the number to WTAW, which
yeah.
I wouldn't know,
right.
Then I probably also have resources to look up 99.5.
Probably so. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to be completely honest with you. You know, I've done this for a long time, and I know Roger, who's over at KORA.
Right.
And I don't, is Harold over there, too?
Yeah, he's on 107.1,
okay.
I think.
And that's pretty much it. Okay. Now I knew Kevin when he was in another world, but that's it. I mean, that's three people I know in radio in this market, and I don't even know. I mean, I can figure out that 99.5 must be at 99.5 on the FM dial, right? But for what they do as far as music is concerned, I don't know. Do they have a morning show, or do they come from a cinder block building in Omaha?
No, actually they do, and he used to work here.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay. Well, all right. Who is it?
Casey Wheeler.
Oh, well, I know him. Sure. Okay. All right. So that means that's four people in radio in this town I know. Well, that's okay. Well, good for him. Anyway, no, and in retrospect, I probably should have tried to look it up for her, because, you know, I'm sure she, like, wants to have her boyfriend's birthday announced
well,
or something
it's
like that.
What's in a name, Scott? We are the info.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's
maniacs.
We failed.
No, we didn't. No, it's just a lack of interest, to be honest with you. But you
I
know,
just had to take a shot.
Yeah, I should have told her because her next call probably was to 911.
She said she started a little early.
We got a lot of info.
Mission.
Perfect situation.
Again, thank you for the listeners who know what station you're listening to. We appreciate that.
A lot.
Yeah. For those other people.
At least she didn't ask you to play Maroon 5.
No, I didn't give her a chance.
That was a child. I mean, you got to give that one a start.
Yeah, that's true.
Scott hung up on.
Yeah, really. I was just so nasty to do that. But the other thing is, you know, I might have been able to play a song for her.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 28th of February. This is the end of the month this year. Day 59, we've got 306 remaining. Kat, a day for you to maybe kind of relive a past job.
What?
It's Floral Design Day.
Ah.
So there you are. And
I actually didn't get to do that much designing.
We'll see. Now would be your chance.
I was just the desk girl.
Oh, I gotcha. It's Public Sleeping Day. You can go over to the MSC and watch kids celebrating that.
Watch people sleep, yes.
Yeah, they do that. And it's Tooth Fairy Day. Yank out the tooth of a loved one. And, you know.
I can actually do that tonight if I want to.
Oh, well, hey, that'd be kind of fun.
We got a loose one.
All right. Well,
she won't let me tie it to the door.
I was going to say, how
that's
would you
scary.
Do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I pulled a couple teeth like that when I was a kid.
Well,
but you're a boy.
Yeah, good point. The idea of the trauma of the slamming of the door and the yanking of the tooth all at the same time.
Once I realized how fast it was, that was my chosen solution for most of them.
I don't think you could convince her.
At the same time, you know, another way to do it is to cook a delicious steak dinner.
She doesn't like steak.
Well, cook something that's chewy and delicious, and then she'll suddenly,
get her some Starburst.
That's a good idea, Scott.
I tried an apple yesterday.
Oh, that didn't, you always hear about
that. Or some toffee.
Yeah.
Toffee's good.
Yep, any of those things. Okay, now that we've solved that little dadly thing for you, you got some birthday
dadly,
for
I like that. Yeah. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Carolina Kurkova, Victoria, Czechoslovakian Victoria's Secret Models 29. Uh-huh. Not that I would know that off the top of my head.
Right, I understand.
Jason Aldean is 36. Country music singer.
He's a singer guy.
Uh-huh. Robert Sean Leonard is 44.
We've watched him grow up on screen.
Yes, we have. He was like 13 years old. I'm exaggerating, but I'm watching Dead Poets.
Yeah, that's right. He was very young in Dead Poets.
And now he's like the only guy that likes House.
Yeah. House's only friend.
Exactly. Pat Monahan, the lead singer of Train, is 44.
Oh, you're kidding.
You know, surprisingly, a really good band to see live.
Okay.
I was shocked. Okay. Ray Don Chong is 52.
Can you name a song that Train's done? That's all right.
Drops of Jupiter.
Oh, of course. You know, now that you say that.
Look it up. You'll know it.
I'm sure.
Bet you
would. Okay, I would. Okay.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, that's enough.
Cindy Wilson from the B-52s is 56.
Okay.
You could name a couple songs from them.
Okay, probably. Yeah.
John Turturro, 56.
He's an interesting-looking guy. Proves you don't have to be handsome to be an actor.
No, but God, he was funny in Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, without a doubt. No, he does great work, no doubt. Anyway.
Gilbert Gottfried! Is up 58 today.
Does he still do the duck?
No, he got fired.
He shot his mouth off and lost that gig about something, right?
Yeah, it was, I don't think,
It wasn't as stupid as Jason Alexander talking about he didn't like the way Kentucky Fried Chicken killed chickens when he was their spokesman.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he did. He did. He decided he wanted to tell them because that was important, and they went, yeah, okay.
You're fired.
That's right. You can go do something else.
No, did he say something about Jewish people?
Yeah, it may have been.
I think. Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
And again, he's Jewish, so yeah, that's really bizarre.
Yeah. 58, Bernadette Peters.
Oh, okay.
Her birthday. She's 65. Mm-hmm. Frank Bonner.
Herb Tarlick.
You got it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Is 71.
Yeah, that's another WKRP reference.
Yeah, he was
the
salesman.
Right. Sales manager, I think he was.
Yes, he was.
And dresses a lot like our salespeople.
Strangely, he was the sales. He does.
Yeah.
See, he was a sales manager, but you never saw any other salespeople.
Yeah.
That's because he was so bad.
Yeah. And he's from Arkansas.
I think I knew that, yeah.
Yeah, big Razorback fan.
Do you ever hear these birthdays and feel like you're not meeting your full potential?
Oh, I got over that a long time ago. I got over that a long time ago.
Okay.
Because all we're doing is we're talking about people who are within the public eye and are known. Think about, you know, there are 8,000 people out there having birthdays today who pretty much aren't famous.
Right. People who are not Victoria's Secret models.
Whatever.
While I sit here eating cake that
exactly
was left
right
in the break room.
What the hell kind of cake was that?
My thought is that somebody... my thought is there's a baby boy in the works because...
That's what I thought when I saw it, too.
There was a little blue bow and blue and white little flowers.
Well, I saw what's left in there was a bow tie or something like that.
Made out of sugar paste icing.
Oh my gosh. That's healthy.
Oh, yeah. I ate a lot with my tea.
I gotcha.
All right. Mario Andretti is 73.
Oh, yeah.
Dean Smith. 82 years old,
mm-hmm.
North Carolina coach forever and ever and ever and ever, and won 6,537.
He did, yeah, a lot of them.
Actually, 879, I was exaggerating.
Not 6 million, okay. Yeah.
And Gavin McLeod,
oh,
Captain Steubing's birthday today.
Yeah.
He is 82.
Mercedes Rule.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah, actress, 65. Now, we probably ought to do birthdays for tomorrow, because tomorrow doesn't exist sometimes, but... tomorrow's the 29th.
Yeah, no,
you
I know.
Will,
what you, I have a friend, her fourth birthday was the last leap
last
year.
Last time, yeah.
Yeah, but she's
so.
Like, you know.
Older than that.
Yeah.
What's interesting is Dennis Farina, if you know him, he's 69, and Alex Rocco. And these two kind of look alike, I think.
Yeah, they I kind of get that.
Gangsterish thing. I didn't realize that Alex Rocco's 76, however.
Really?
Yeah, really. He, I guess, looks pretty good for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he does.
And but Farina's 69. Antonio Sabato Jr.?
Uh-huh.
I don't know who he is, but I've
heard. That's okay. You pronounced his name great.
Oh, thank you. Okay, he's a 41. And big, tall guy, Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker, you know?
Yep.
He's a 53, so.
Is he the one who writes poetry?
That's Rod McEwen, I think. Not that they'd be anything alike. No, he may write poetry, but he's a motivational speaker, and he's about, you know, 6'13 or something like that.
Yeah, he's a tall,
yeah,
tall
he's a big,
man.
Tall guy. Yeah.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, in a budget of $3.6 to $3.8 trillion, I've got to assume that Obama can find some areas, waste, fraud, and abuse that he can cut. That's not going to hurt anybody. For example, you could target funds like those going to, Keene, New Hampshire, population 23,000. And they're giving them money to purchase tank-like vehicles called Bearcats, or the $130 million a year that the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine that studies herbs and yoga. $130 million? I got to go into the yoga business. Breathe in. Deeply fill those lungs. Life is coming into you.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities, with everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe, to make your life just a little easier.
Go to identityguard.com/free trial offer and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/free trial offer.
February in Texas may be cold, may be warm, so Rattlers has some great specials regardless of the temperature. If you want to satisfy that sweet tooth, buy one regular size candy bar and get the second one for only a quarter. Want something hot and tasty? Then get a big serving of Rattlers fully loaded nachos for only 99 cents. Watch those tasty treats down with any 18-pack of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $14.99. February is the month for romance, so buy any 2 bottles of wine in the 750s or the 1.5-liter bottles and get 15% off. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
A new perspective on the housing sector. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. More than 4 out of 10 homes sold last year were distressed properties. Realty Track says nearly 950,000 properties had either been foreclosed by a mortgage lender or were in some stage of the foreclosure process. More than 2 out of 10 homes that changed hands in 2012 were not in foreclosure, but were sold as short sales. Foreclosure-related sales were at a 5-year low, but still higher than they were before the housing bubble burst. Apple's chief executive says the company is working on more breakthrough products. Speaking at yesterday's shareholders meeting, Tim Cook said Apple is working as hard as ever, and there's some great stuff coming. Cook did not provide details. There have been reports of Apple working on an internet-connected watch and new television products. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Groupon posted a bigger-than-expected loss for the fourth quarter. The internet deal site also issued disappointing guidance. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:29. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7792-WAY. Well, got some wind again today. North winds 10 to 15, maybe gusting as high as 20 miles an hour. High temperature about 60 degrees, low tonight around 35, and we'll continue at 58 for tomorrow, and 37 will be our low. Lots of sunshine, that's a good thing, but the winds are going to stay up. And then our high on Saturday, only 52. It's up to 62 on Sunday, and then Monday looks pretty ideal, aside again from the winds, where it'll be probably 72 and kind of breezy out there. Right now, the wind chill factor is 36. Winds are from the north at 7, 53% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're at 41.
When you lease a car, the monthly payments are usually lower than on a typical car loan. But is leasing cheaper in the long run? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864. 8864.
When you decide to get a new car, should you buy it or lease it?
It's important that consumers understand that leasing is always going to cost you more than buying. And the main reason is because at the end of that lease period, you have nothing.
Jack Gillis, author of The Car Book 2013, says, on the other hand, when you buy a car and the loan is paid off, you own the car.
Leasing looks attractive because of the low monthly payments. And what we found is often at the end of the lease, that's when the sticker shock comes. Either you've gone over the mileage requirements and you're hit with excess mileage charges, or there's some scratches or dents or chocolate milk spilled on the back seat, or the car isn't in the same condition as was expected, and therefore you get charged excess wear and tear.
Also, when you buy a new car, you're often faced with purchasing additional things like rust proofing, extended service contracts, and so on. Should you buy them?
Absolutely not. First and foremost, today's new cars come with very good warranties. Secondly, if you are thinking about an extended service contract, most of them are duplicative of that very good warranty that you've got. And secondly, they're very expensive. And again, it's a service contract. It's not a warranty. You don't have the same legal rights as you do with a warranty.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The city attorney in Bryan is looking into the separation agreement made with former police chief Ty Morrow. That's after Morrow accused Bryan of being a racist city. His statements were part of a YouTube video in his campaign for mayor of Freeport. On Bryan Mayor Jason Bayensky says he's heard about the video and has no official comment.
I hear he's running for mayor up there in Freeport. Should have called me first. I could tell him about the pros and the cons of that position, but wish him well in his endeavors. And again, those are some things that are in our past, and I'm very, very proud and supportive of our current police chief, Chief Eric Buskey. He's done a wonderful job for the citizens of Bryan.
Morrow also has a separation agreement with Freeport after being relieved of his duties as police chief a month ago. 2 weeks of testimony and parts of 3 days went into the decision by the Brazos County District Court jury to decide punishment for Stanley Robertson. The College Station man convicted of capital murder for stabbing his ex-girlfriend's mother was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Prosecutors had sought the death penalty.
We respect the jury's verdict and respect the process that they went through and going through all that stuff. It's a tough job being a juror, especially in a case like this. They handled it professionally.
District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says it was an honor to fight for the victim and her family.
Annie Tolliver was a forgiving lady, a person who prayed with whoever and would give the shirt off her back for anybody. And essentially, she wanted to make sure that her grandkids had school clothes to start school with. And that's what started this whole thing.
Wednesday's decision wrapped up a trial that began January 6th with the start of jury selection. Sidewalks, streets, and condos are part of tonight's agenda for the College Station City Council.
It's been a year since the City Council received a citizen request to provide a sidewalk that meets the Americans with Disabilities Act in the Eastgate neighborhood. The council's been asked to approve a 6-foot-wide sidewalk along Dexter between Park Place and Winding Road that allow a path along Dexter from Winding Road to George Bush Drive. The council's also been asked to approve a contract to build an 8-foot sidewalk along University from the new fire station to Texas. As new high-rise student housing is built in Northgate, the council will consider paying 1/5 of the cost of rebuilding Church Street from University around what's been a curve going to the west. The private developer will pay the remainder. And the latest multiple-unit housing project for council consideration is not in Northgate. Developers are asking for rezoning off Southwest Parkway near Welburn to build 53 condo units. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says outsourcing 800 jobs last year in Brazos County resulted in saving money without losing quality of services provided or employee jobs. That performance has led to the system hiring the same company to outsource facility support services to 16 more campuses. During the next 12 years, Sharp says the system will save $92 million in custodial services and landscape and building maintenance. Food service is not part of the agreement because all campuses except Galveston are already served by private companies. Business at this week's Bryan City Council meeting included a continuance of waiving fees for homes built by Habitat for Humanity. Director of Properties Jim Davis thanked the council for waiving more than $12,000 in fees in the Faith subdivision.
Right now, we've got houses that we have finished, and we're not able to sell them to the homeowners because of the plat not having been recorded.
Saturday morning at 8, the walls of one of the homes in the new subdivision will be raised. Students in the Bush School of Government at A&M are providing most of the volunteer labor and did fundraising for a 5-bedroom home as a tribute to former President George H.W. Bush. And about 2,500 crawfish were served last night at the Shipwreck Grill, which generated about $47,000 for the firemen injured and families of those killed in the recent nights of Columbus Hall fire. Chad Hanks, a Bryan officer, event organizer, and owner of the Crawfish Hole, said it was an awesome event for a great cause and truly inspirational seeing the outpouring of support for our local heroes. WTOW News Time is 6:37. It's 40 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance, and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The best seats in the house are mobile. It's the Gym Car, now available at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. No other line of electric vehicles offers the versatility and reliability of Gym. Backed by 60 years of Polaris quality, Gym can be just as essential to your operation as the home team. It's street legal, delivers exceptional comfort and quiet operation, and costs pennies a day to operate. Ready to move. That's Gym. Visit Polaris Fun Center today for a test ride of the Gym. Just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue. Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun. Not tractors.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. Or call us at 979-694-6900.
640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Got sunshine, cool temperatures coming up over the next several days. A bit milder later on in the weekend. Mostly to partly sunny for today, 55 to 60. Tonight clear and dropping back to the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny on Friday, again about 55 to 60. And then clear at night, 36 to 40. We're mainly sunny on Saturday, high temperature mid 50s. It should be a bit milder on Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Texas A&M baseball doing well. Texas A&M softball is doing perfect. And Texas A&M basketball, not so much. All coming up with sports in about 12 minutes.
There you go, 641. We'll talk to John Rainey this morning a little bit after 8 o'clock. All right, let's see. I mean, we can – all they're talking about is sequester in D.C., you know, the world as we know it is going to end if you listen to the president. We'll all be wrapped in burlap, sitting in the corner shivering.
Did you hear about the big dust-up about them letting prisoners out during the...
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I just... The ham-handed way they handled that at the White House press conference yesterday was almost laughable.
I think the only thing we don't have is the license number of the bus that they threw... What's her name under? I mean, Jay Carney.
Napolitano?
Yeah, Napolitano. Jay Carney said, hey, the White House didn't do this. This is a, I forget what he, a veteran member of the bureaucracy.
A career politician.
That's it, career politician. God.
I mean, just dumped her, and then the whole who said what?
Yeah.
With Woodward.
Yeah. So for just a second, though, I guess when you sign on to the Obama administration, in any way, shape, or form, know that you could end up with tire treads on your back simply because the prez needs to look good.
Oh, yeah.
Prez needs to look good. But, yeah, what you're talking about, Woodward, who obviously has covered a story or two, has covered a prison or two.
Watergate.
Yeah,
that.
He's on MSNBC and pretty much said that the way the president is handling this whole sequester thing from a defense department side is crazy. He said, quote, can you imagine Ronald Reagan sitting there and saying, oh, by the way, I can't do this because of some budget document? Or George W. Bush saying, you know, I'm not going to invade Iraq because I can't get the aircraft carriers I need. Or even Bill Clinton saying, you know, I'm not going to attack Saddam Hussein's intelligence headquarters because of some budget document. Under the Constitution, the president is commander-in-chief and employs the force. So we now have to have the president going out because of this piece of paper, this agreement, and saying, I can't do what I need to do to protect the country. Again, his quote, that's a kind of madness I haven't seen in a long time.
Because the fact is we elected him to lead us, not to blame us for stuff when he can't figure out how to do
not
stuff.
Not us. It's the Republicans he's blaming. Not everybody. He's just blaming the Republicans. Yeah. Anyway, he told CNN later yesterday that a very senior person at the White House had warned him in an email that he would, quote, regret doing this.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
It was all but we're pulling the bus up.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty well. Threatened him right there. So, well,
if he gets bad enough, do you think they'll ever take him out to the woodshed and just smack him around?
They might do that. You know, they just might do that.
Is there somebody, a corporal punishment, who can beat our president when he's misbehaved?
A secretary of corporal punishment. No. He's the boss. You
maybe a ping pong paddle.
He's not a boss. He's a boss.
Take him out on the White House grounds. All right, pick your switch.
Yep. No.
Which one of these trees?
Cut one of these little things right
here.
Cut
down the
one
you want to be whipped with.
That's it.
Now, was it Graham that got in the dust up yesterday, too, about letting the illegal aliens go?
I don't know. I didn't hear that. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
really. Yeah.
It got ugly.
Well, I
mean, they went nose to nose, and he's saying, so you're going to tell me that this is a paperwork issue?
Yeah.
We're letting people go, because, and it got very heated.
Well, and obviously they are using every possible avenue they can to scare people. You know, they started with LaHood last Friday on the airports, and now they got Napolitano, and yeah, they're doing everything they can to let us know life in the United States as we know it will be crashing to the rocks below, I guess, Saturday morning.
They're making dopey decisions.
Well, Obama went on then to say that it's not gonna.
we may not see some people won't experience any of the problems that we've discussed.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, huh.
They're backpedaling now on this because I think everybody's going, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, they, and again.
Because they know that, I think he thinks Congress is not going to pull the trigger on anything, and he doesn't want to look bad.
I don't think they are either. Again, you end up getting some budget cuts the Republicans wanted, so they're, and interesting that in his second term, this will be the thing that gets him painted into the corner, really for the first time. They haven't been able to corner him on anything.
Oh, he's been aggressive, aggressive, aggressive.
Sure, absolutely. And that way, that's the best defense is good offense, and he's certainly done that. So we'll see.
Well, it's halftime.
Yeah, so there in America, right.
Oh, no. Nice.
Yeah. Eric Erickson, you may know the name. He substitute hosts on here sometimes, would substitute for Bortz. And he's pretty much a rising star.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say he'd be the next Rush, but he's young, and you might know him from his blog called Red State. And he's also got a gig now on Fox News as a pundit. He has...
he's pretty sharp, too.
Well, he is. He has a very interesting piece about we conservatives need to stop being outraged every time some little slight or grievance happens. What we need is journalists who will actually go out there and look up the stories. He says, I think conservative media is failing to advance ideas and stories. Sure, you can blame the liberal media for some of that, he says, but conservative media has forgotten the most important thing, and that is finding the facts. There are scandals to uncover. There are outrageous stories to be outraged over. But I would submit conservatives are spending a lot more time trying to find things to be outraged over than reporting the news and the basic facts online from a conservative perspective. Thought that was pretty interesting. Everybody knows that the New York Times is liberal. That's fine. Tucker Carlson had said back in 2009, we know the New York Times is liberal, but it cares about accuracy. Conservatives need to build an institution that mirrors those institutions.
WTAW.
There you go. Well, he said that in a speech, and he was booed by the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference.
Oh, come on, buddy.
Well, but that's the thing, is they get so ginned up about the energy of being outraged, and I think Tucker Carlson is exactly right. You have got to find the facts. Where are the facts? Be a good reporter. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. Who, what, when, where, how. Answer those questions first. Then you can build up the idea that this is really an institution of journalism that you can trust.
Some real talk right there.
Well, it is, and that's so we'll see. And Eric Erickson has said that now, and so he's kind of laid it out there and I guess challenged somebody somewhere to be that conservative voice who actually takes the principles of journalism and moves forward.
Lights, camera, action. Hooray for Hollywood leaps from the silver screen, recreating more than 30 songs and dances live on stage. Featuring songs from Singing in the Rain and The Glenn Miller Story to Titanic and Hairspray. Hooray for Hollywood is musical entertainment for the entire family and a show you won't want to miss.
Presented by MSC Opus and Bluebell Creameries March 1st and 2nd. For tickets, call 845-1234.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 2nd, learn all about pasture and range weed control. From identification to product selection, successful weed control depends on many factors, and we'll teach them to you this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There is just a lot of odd information out there in our big world of shade trees. A lot of trees are hurt by uninformed well-wishers, and gardeners often don't realize that they've been the culprits until it's too late, if at all. The roots of the matter, roots of your shade trees, will be the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. It's a fact that probably 90% of any tree's roots are in the top foot of soil. That's obviously true for a mangled old pine tree hanging into the barren top of a mountain, but it's just as true for a 75-foot pecan growing in the deep, fertile soils alongside the Mississippi River. Sure, that big pecan has a taproot to anchor it, but the roots that do all of the work of pulling water and pumping up nutrients, those roots are near the soil's surface because that's where nutrients accumulate and that's where rain falls. Your takeaway from all of that, don't do any major soil work in and around shade trees if it's going to have serious consequences for those critical roots. Most of all, don't be adding fresh topsoil more than 1 inch per year, preferably not at all. Adding fill soil beneath a large tree is one of the best ways to guarantee that that tree will die a slow 3 to 5 year death. Oxygen will gradually be compacted out of its root zone. If you're installing new sprinkler lines or other utilities, remember the visual of an old-fashioned wooden wagon wheel. It has a rim around its boundary, and that rim is equivalent to the imaginary drip line of a tree. And that's where the water would fall if the tree were an umbrella. That's where the most active roots will always be found, but leading out to that drip line will be a network of larger roots, the spokes of your wooden wheel. And it's critical that you not dig trenches across those spokes as you're getting ready to lay in new pipes or wiring. Spend the few extra dollars on more pipe, more cable. Dig your trenches roughly parallel to those bigger roots coming in from the outside of your wagon wheel and heading straight toward the trunk. If you planted a new shade tree over the wintertime, your care will need to ramp up considerably for the rest of the growing season. Its roots don't yet extend out into the rest of the native soil, and that means that your tree will dry out more quickly than the established plants around it will be drying. You'll need to water it by hand every 2 or 3 days for its first summer, every 3 to 5 days during spring and fall. Let a hose run slowly and soak its soil deeply. Hopefully you built a shallow water retention berm with the soil left over when the tree was planted. I don't know why people use mulch volcanoes around trees. They pile the mulch up 6 or 8 inches high up on the trunks of the trees, and that actually keeps the water from getting into the soil. Oh, and it's also very normal to see trees' roots expanding up and out of the soil as the tree grows. Don't be concerned about that. It's a part of life. If you want to put a ground cover over them to conceal them, that's fine, but people are used to seeing them. Oh, and you don't have to cut those roots off just because they head toward the house. I'm Neil Sperry. Easy Garden Paths in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. The number 30 Texas A&M baseball team used 7 pitchers to register a 2-1 win over the Northwestern State Demons and registered the series sweep. Freshman Grayson Long went 4 2/3 innings in his second career start, allowing 1 run on 5 hits and 1 walk. Here's Coach Childress.
You know, we did a lot of little things right for all the things we didn't do from an offensive standpoint as far as driving people in. We did enough to win, and we made a lot of heads-up, made a lot of baseball plays, just intelligent baseball plays.
Texas A&M returns to action this Friday as the Aggies travel to Minute Maid Park in Houston for the 2013 Astros Foundation College Classic. The Maroon and White will play the Houston Cougars at 7 on Friday, then number 12 Rice Owls 7 on Saturday, and they'll finish things up with the number one team in the country, the North Carolina Tar Heels, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Bats really heated up in the bottom of the third for the Aggie softball team. They scored 5 runs on a 2 RBI double by Nicole Morgan, and the number 5 Texas A&M softball team remained undefeated at 18-0. with an 11-0 homestand that just came to an end and an 8-3 win over the Sam Houston State team. It's all at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggies travel to Orlando this weekend in the Citrus Classic. They'll play at the ESPN Worldwide of Sports Complex. First game, 2:30 on Friday against number 13, Louisiana Lafayette.
I've seen it happen against most teams in our league, and fortunately it didn't happen against us at A&M, but Marshall got going and thought that was a big difference in the game and our inability to handle a ball against a zone and make shots. You got to give Ole Miss credit, really like the way they're playing. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now. Look to see them make a good run, finish it out.
And a guy that can really go off, they held Marshall Henderson to 18 points. Murphy Holloway added 16, and Ole Miss beat Texas A&M 82-73 last night. Fabian Harris had a good night off the bench with 17 points. Elston Turner had 25, and we'll see what's left in the tank for the Aggies against South Carolina as they head to Reed Arena at 6 o'clock on Saturday with all the action live right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The number 13 Texas A&M basketball team and ladies travel to Knoxville, Tennessee for the first time ever matchup against the number 8 Lady Vols. It's the first time they'll play them in the state of Tennessee anyway. A&M comes in with a record of 21-7 and 11-3 in the SEC. The Vols are 22-5 and 13-1 in the SEC. Here's assistant coach Amy Wright on the Vols.
You know, they have obviously all-conference kid, Megan Simmons. Probably have a kid that's going to be on the all-freshman team, Bashar Graves. And they have another kid that I've watched for years, the kid from Alabama, Jones. So they're a solid team. They're very different than Vanderbilt. They're more like a Kentucky as far as offenses that they run, sets that they run, style of defense that they play. We feel like we have a better matchup with Tennessee.
Tip-off tonight is at 6 o'clock, and all the action for that game is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Turning now to the NBA, Zach Randolph had 22 points. Mark Gasol added 21 more as the Memphis Grizzlies rallied to beat the Mavs 90-84 last night. Memphis trailed at one point 51-26 before going into halftime, but they took the Mavericks in the third quarter, outscoring them and scoring the first 20 points of the second half. Monta Ellis sank an off-balance three-pointer just before the final buzzer to give the Milwaukee Bucks a 110-107 victory over the Houston Rockets last night. James Harden poured in 25 or more. Omar Asik, grabbed a career-high 22 rebounds for the Rockets as they were at home. In SEC action, Alabama coach Nick Saban has dismissed four football players who were accused in a pair of off-campus robberies earlier this month. The dismissal comes as no surprise for a couple of reasons. First, the robbery charge against Eddie Williams, DJ Pettaway, Tyler Hayes, and Brett Callaway were really serious enough to warrant the indefinite suspension. Second, the Crimson Tide are once again over the off-season roster limit. They're under a roster crunch because they oversigned past their 85 scholarship level. Many believed the, quote, indefinite suspension were only temporary until the players were officially dismissed. Sure enough, Saban said yesterday, quote, they are no longer associated with the team, effective immediately. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm David Willie, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
We've got caregivers that work more than 60 hours in a week, and we've got caregivers that just work once a week with one client, just to satisfy something in their soul. People need care around the clock, so we provide care for people during the daytime, in the evenings, overnight, and weekends. We can pretty much accommodate your schedule. If you have an interest in caring for someone, we can find an opportunity for you to serve. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-